Hi everyone, my name is Megan Coleman and I am the owner of Meg's Med Spa. We are located in downtown Willoughby, Ohio, just right outside of Cleveland. And we are so excited to be finally launching our Spodcast. That's right, we finally figured it out. So we have been asked to do this for a few years now, and I have finally been able to set aside many, many hours to dedicate figuring out technology. As a nurse, I am not that savvy with it, so I'm proud that I have possibly figured it out. Don't mind the audio quality. Hopefully, over time, that will improve because this is my first one. So if it sounds terrible, bear with me. But I just wanted to let you know the purpose of this spacast is for us to start reaching as many people as we can in our community and hopefully grow from there and touch people nationwide. We are in the aesthetic and wellness industry. I have been in this now for almost 6 years, and prior to that, I had a long-standing career in the hospital. So I love that I was able to follow my dream and passion before it was really a name here out in our town. In fact, when I first opened, I had spent a lot of times having to explain what a med spa was. So it feels kind of really cool at this point. A ton are popping up, kind of like the hair salons or the nail salons, where post-COVID, a lot of nurses now have decided, and providers, practitioners, just like a lot of careers, that they wanted out of the hospital. And so I feel really lucky to have gotten out in front of it. And I feel blessed and honored that I have kind of paved the way for a lot of these places. I truly am always very supportive and have had so many people that I had to rely on when I opened since I didn't have anyone to turn to in the area. I've had some really awesome mentors and role models that have huge practices across the country that I've been really, really blessed with to have in my corner. And obviously, the medical directors that have been guiding me, I've just been really lucky. So I am excited to roll this out. I have loved all of the topics that have been submitted. So if there's more topics or things you want to have us discuss, make sure that you send those to us. You can send them, DM them to us on any of our social pages. And we also plan to have a ton of amazing guest speakers. Can't wait to interview some of my favorite people and share all this with you guys, from skincare, injectables, weight loss. What are all the falsies out there that are fads, or what's worth putting your money into? I don't know about anybody else, but I sure as heck need every penny I can get. So I love figuring out things that I think work and don't work. And I know I'm not the end all be all, but there are a lot of people that get nervous to walk into a med spa. But really, this industry is extremely welcoming because we are all going through the same things. We're all our worst critics, enemies. And I hate photos and pictures. Anyone that knows me knows that. So I think it's been the biggest problem in our industry is people being insecure and then feeling like things they see online are reality. So I love to be able to dig and weed through all that with people and absolutely just keep it real. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm honest to a fault. So submit anything you want us to chat about. We're hoping to do this weekly and go from there. If it takes off and you guys want to hear more from us, we're happy to share. My practice has three nurse practitioners, two registered nurses, an esthetician, and we have awesome vendors and support staff alike that are really excited to come on and share some of their knowledge that they have in the industry too, to make this just something fun that you guys can listen to when you're bored. So hopefully you like it, and we love you. Have a good weekend. PSA, Caroline Stanbury. If anyone watches Real Housewives of Dubai, please look up this poor soul. She is walking around with the worst bacterial conjunctivitis. Actually, I think now she's on the mend. But basically, what it comes down to is a reminder to wash your makeup brushes, throw old makeup away, and remember it's the dirtiest thing that we're just reapplying to our face over and over and over. So I'm terrible at that myself. When I saw her video in the emergency room, I immediately ran and washed all my brushes. So I'm not sure that's what happened to her, but it's a good start to and reminder all of us. What else? I think that's it. Everybody have a good weekend and stay warm, be kind, stay healthy, and we'll talk soon.